From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media that they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia's warning of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comments that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy since elections last November that resulted in the former opposition party winning a majority of seats in the parliament. Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and a release of many political prisoners. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew spared the U.S. state of Florida's most heavily populated Atlantic coastline from a catastrophic blow that now threatens other states nearby. John Quagliaro is with the National Weather Service in South Carolina, one of the states potentially in the path of Matthew.
In a worst-case scenario, if this storm makes landfall, storm surge inundations, so that's how high the water will get above normally dry ground, could be over 8 feet. That is a lot of water.
2.5-meter storm surges have been predicted along the hurricane's course. Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to rise. As it crossed the Caribbean, many died, including at least 400 in Haiti. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has been awarded this year's 2016 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to broker an end to more than a half century of civil war in his country.
La recibo no a nombre mío, sino a nombre de todos los colombianos.
Santos said, "I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims," he says, "from this conflict who have been suffering for more than 50 years. Santos's peace efforts culminated in a deal this year between the Colombian government and leftist guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Colombians, however, rejected the deal in a recent vote. The British pound plummeted briefly to a fresh 31-year low, trading amid intensifying concern that Britain's exit from the European Union and the talk of the so-called hard Brexit. Ken Odeluga is an analyst with City Index in London.
That hard Brexit is a negative for the European, for the UK economy, and that's why the pound has been reacting so sensitively to it. But I said it was almost become a phenomenon in itself. It's become a speculation. We're now reacting to things which are highly tenuous, barely formed news reports. It's still not entirely clear what the actual situation is regarding what happened overnight. We know that there was some news, but under different circumstances, it seems likely that the pound would not have reacted so strongly.
Pound has now lost about 17% since hitting a high in 2016. On June 23rd, the day of the referendum in which British voters opted to leave the EU. In U.S. politics, Republican Party officials have condemned remarks made by their presidential candidate, Donald Trump, in a 2005 video in which Trump makes lewd comments about women. He has since apologize for the video.
That's the latest world news from VOA.